Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Matt Wolf, VP of Communications for Greater New Orleans, Inc. He's in for Michael Heck, and we appreciate that as well. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a great morning.
Matt, a lot going on. Obviously, the city is meeting with state folks about financing for the city in the short term. Your thoughts about that?
You know, I think that, you know, we're in a situation where I'm just glad that we've got people in the room to talk it through. You know, this is a complicated issue. There's not an easy button for a fix. But the fact that we've got two sides who are willing to have the conversation means that there's at least a pursuit of a resolution here. You know, I don't envy anyone that's going to be in that room. You know, there's some tough decisions that have to get made there, but we're optimistic that a resolution can be found between the groups.
Yeah, I am too, and I like the way that you frame that, because I don't think we've had that for a while, and you don't need to opine on that, but I mean, it's just, I think it's been missing, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think all around it's missing. I think partisan politics is creating an atmosphere where compromise isn't always the first option that's looked at, but it's, you know, how this country survived for decades and centuries. And so if you can get people in the room to just talk things out, you know, at the end of the day, we all live in the same place, and everybody wants good things at the end of the day. So, you know, let's let them talk it through and have cooler heads prevail.
You know, it's interesting how sometimes attempting to craft a plan to achieve some success can be so controversial. I sit back and I say, well, this is really about everybody that lives in the city. I mean, I just wanted to succeed, you know, and most people feel the same way, right? But for some reason,
absolutely,
this becomes very complicated. I mean, I just don't get it.
Well, sometimes there are big feelings involved, and, you know,
yeah,
that's where it gets complicated.
Yeah. Well, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's
exactly,
you know, about the safety and security of everyone. And talking about that, on November the 15th, some important votes on bond propositions.
Yeah, this is a big deal for a lot of reasons. You know, first and foremost, you know, here the city is in this moment of a new administration coming in. You know, the people voted. This is what we want for the future. This is the piece that kind of accompanies that, because, you know, this is the framework on how, you know, one, the city has prioritized some things that are very important that they want to address, but also how they need to address it. And, you know, ultimately, the only way that things get done is through paying for them in some way, shape, or form. So here's, you know, this group of bond measures that go about doing that in a way that doesn't create new taxes for people, you know, at the moment. And I think, you know, when we look at, especially on the infrastructure side, and I understand that there are three ballot measures, but, you know, we polled our board of directors, you know, while we're in the midst of all of our work around the Super Bowl, to take their temperature around what the most important issues for them are. Keep in mind, we're 10 parish regions. Our board, you know, is from each of those 10 parishes and a wide variety of industries. Infrastructure was the unanimous number one issue in a blind survey, by the way. No one knew what each other were putting down there. It was the one issue that everyone agreed was of the utmost importance for us to pay attention to. And so here it is sitting there on the ballot on November 15th. You know, we're hopeful that, you know, voters will kind of continue this trend of supporting a bright future for New Orleans.
Now, a lot of folks have asked me, and I don't know the answer to this question. There are a number of projects involved with that $415 million infrastructure bond, right? The Restoring Charity Hospital, the redeveloping Lindy Boggs, the Naval Support Activity Site, reviving that for housing, the Six Flags, Lake Forest, Plaza Properties. The question that's being asked is this money... monies that will bring these projects to fruition, or is this seed money to get something started and is going to require additional funding for these projects, or do we know?
It's all over the place. So, you know, when you look into it and everything's online available to look at, this is over 100 projects that are being proposed here. So some of them are projects that are going to be covered soup to nuts, you know, from you know, idea to completion. Some of them are just a piece of the puzzle. So, I mean, you know, you mentioned Charity Hospital, of course, is a big banner project. You know, that's a big project. I think the yeah. price tag on that is $120 million. Obviously, $120 million isn't coming from this $415
no.
million dollar
no.
bond, but it's a piece. So, you know, with that, I can say it's a mixed bag. You know, you're going to see a variety. You know, Lindy Boggs, I think, would be a great example of, you know, that's not to pay for the total redevelopment of that site, but as it is, as it stands today, it's not redevelopable because of some drainage and, you know, other environmental issues that are taking place on the site. So to just even get it market ready, there are some investments that have to be made on sites like that. So, you know, there's not like a one size fits all, but, you know, it's all meant to kind of take things that have been sitting on the back burner for a while and actually get them moving in, because that's been something that has plagued us for a while, is having these projects that they're big dreams, but there's been an impediment of some sort keeping it from coming to life, and this will help that happen.
I'm glad you cleared that up. Let's move on. Entrepreneurial energy rising. The data center shows New Orleans leading the nation in entrepreneurship.
Yeah, well, you know, I know that we talk about startups here, and that's for a lot of reasons. One is that, you know, we look at the idea that, you know, if we're going to be an economically strong market, it means that people have to create companies here. But also, it's just because it's something that's in the air in the Greater New Orleans region. You know, to show that, you know, we're on top with a number 34% higher than the U.S. average and 29% above other metro. Major metros in small business creation. I mean, that just means that people come to New Orleans or have been raised here in New Orleans or in the New Orleans market and have that entrepreneurial spirit. They want to create something out of the energy that happens here. And so that's a big reason that we talk about it. And the fact that it's being recognized in the numbers just demonstrates kind of what we've been able to see anecdotally about the market.
As we compare ourselves to our peer states in the South, I mean, obviously, if we're leading the nation, we're leading them as well. But how big is that delta? Do you know?
I didn't look at the numbers compared to other southern cities, but I can imagine that there are a couple things that make us probably emerge among many of them. We've got a lot of legacy industries here. So when you look at, you know, manufacturing, trade and logistics, even the energy industry, you know, those are all, you know, major industries that are kind of ripe for innovation. And that's a lot of why you're seeing some of the work that's being done at the state to support startups. But also, you know, don't forget, we have 13 colleges and universities in the market. And so now you have this kind of breeding ground for new ideas in the classroom and in research centers that allows, you know, things to kind of develop into companies coming from the classroom.
Yeah, a great point. Let's pivot again. Playtime meets prosperity. This piqued my interest because nothing that I play equals prosperity.
Well, you know, I understand completely. You know, look, we've got to hand it to the leadership in Jefferson Parish, who have really kind of, you know, I don't know how much of it was on purpose or how much of it is just kind of the output of the work that they've done to just create a strong community. But ultimately, they've created this new industry, which is sports tourism in Jefferson Parish. They've made some pretty significant investments in facilities like at the Alario Sports Complex, Disc Golf Pro, you know, Bright Playground, Lafreniere Park, you know, and what this creates is the opportunity for those. I mean, we know what youth sports looks like today, which is very different from, you know, when I was a kid. You know, people are traveling all over the place. Well, now they've got a home for it in Jefferson Parish. There are all these national tournaments that are now calling Jefferson Parish home for their events. You know, they're looking at generating around 20,000 hotel room nights in 2026 just from kind of doing business as usual. These were investments that they wanted to make, you know, in the community for the people of the greater New Orleans region and, you know, South Louisiana overall. And now it's drawing in people to come and visit and participate in these activities. It's really remarkable. Yeah, no, and it's something
I know they've been building additional pickleball courts all over the parish, and that seems to be, incredibly popular.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, the thing about pickleball is you don't even have to like pickles, and it's still great.
There you go. Louisiana Innovation Movement created by LED, the Louisiana Economic Development, is launching a new program. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of referenced that just a minute ago when we were talking about entrepreneurship. So that LA.io initiative that the state spun up at the beginning of the new administration partnered with Idea Village to create what is called the Louisiana Innovation Event Series that's going to connect entrepreneurs, investors, business leaders from all the areas around the state together for this pretty interesting set of events that are going to be taking place in kind of our key markets like Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Shreveport. Obviously, there's a lot going on here in New Orleans, and there are things happening in those markets as well. But for them to all kind of come under a cohesive thread of, you know, this is, you know, kind of what the formula for finding funding for these startups looks like. This is what our overall events calendar looks like. This is what kind of programming support exists, whether it be coming from the state or from local markets. To have that all become very cohesive is something very forward-thinking for the state to have put together. And, you know, for them to find a willing and able partner in Idea Village to execute on that is really fantastic. You know, that was announced just last week, and I know that we're looking forward for the first of those events to happen here pretty soon.
Yeah, and I think we're going to be talking to Chris Kasang, too, who has worked in that spectrum as well, right, with
the
Louisiana
he's in
Growth
office.
Network.
Yes. Yeah, he works on a different – he's going to be talking about a different project, but, yes, he absolutely – he helps run some of that umbrella, absolutely. Yeah.
And this was great news, man. It's amazing to me that our restaurant industry had not a single restaurant that had a single Michelin star. And I'm sure there's a whole host of reasons for it. And I know that the business community, New Orleans and Company, your organization and others got really behind this initiative trying to make this happen. And it finally did, and it's well-deserved.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we were one of really all of the cities in the South that were, you know, pretty much ignored by Michelin. And, you know, I've got to tip my hat to the Michelin organization for recognizing just that they were passing up this kind of jewel of culinary treasure that was sitting in these southern cities. And so you're right. Earlier this week, they did, you know, put out some announcements that were long awaited. It did take a lot of work to make it happen, but I mean, it just looks fantastic for this because, you know, I can tell you, I was just visiting abroad, and as we were looking at what some of our dining options would look like when we were out of the country, we were using the Michelin Guide to try to, you know, mm-hmm. not that we ate every meal in that vein, but, you know, for a few of the special meals, we were definitely using that as a resource. We just didn't have that to turn to, and so now, look, we've got three restaurants in the New Orleans area, one that has two stars. That's incredibly amazing. When you look even a little bit deeper at, you know, Emeralds, you know, which is who got the two stars, you've got EJ, who's 22 years old, leading the helm there, taking his father's legacy, and now getting, you know, really one of the most prestigious culinary awards as a result of it. You know, this is just, this puts us on the global map of fine dining. You know, it's something that I think people kind of knew, but now this is absolutely a way to put it in the books.
And interestingly enough, two very small, quaint restaurants get single star, Saint Germain and Zazu. I've been to all three of these restaurants. They're all incredibly different in their own right and just incredibly creative. But it's so nice to see that, you know, some of the smaller, kind of off the beaten path, you know, not in a warehouse district, not in a French Quarter, restaurants in different areas of the city being recognized with a star.
I love it because I honestly think that that's our sweet spot. I think that that's where New Orleans punches way above its weight in exactly what you just mentioned, these kind of smaller, maybe not the legacy restaurants, who are still all very fantastic, but that are just putting out top-tier food on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah. And just very diverse in their presentation and what they're offering. Just great. And, folks, if you have not tried any of those three and all of the restaurants on the list that got honors, you need to get by and try it and get in there before it gets too damn popular for the locals to get into.
You might want to look at that recommended list that, you know, is kind of the one that follows, which are still unbelievable restaurants, just for the record, because I wouldn't be surprised if next year when they go to update the list, if you're going to see a few of those rise from being recommended into getting a star. You know, you've got spots like Dakar that I think are going to make that leap potentially next year.
I think I will be there next week, actually. It's been on our list. We haven't tried it, and it's like I'm trying to get through our own personal list of all these. I mean, there's so many, and that's, you know, what's so great about all of this is, you know,
it's impossible. And
every time we hear about a new one, we put it on the list and try to get there.
Yeah, we're not lacking in that department in any way, shape, or form.
So the World Trade Center signed an MOU with a group from Australia. Tell us about that collaboration.
Yeah, well, this is good for a couple of reasons. You know, this is a an agreement with Australia, which is a country that falls under the purview of a new global strategy between the State of Louisiana World Trade Center. Australia is just one of the countries that happens to have a really good fit with industries that thrive in Louisiana, energy, manufacturing, logistics, et cetera, which is exactly the spirit of what this agreement is. And so what this does is this develops a partnership for, you know, some joint research and development in energy, some startup exchanges to help companies scale internationally, which is a huge thing for startups. If they can operate in more than one country, they grow twice as fast as countries that only operate in one country. And then there's going to be an annual meeting between experts from both regions. And so we're going to get people from Australia here in New Orleans and people from New Orleans in Australia to kind of share best practices and do's and don'ts from their respective industries. This is how you operate in a global marketplace. Is you reach out an olive branch and you create actual real partnerships with other markets.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Matt. Australia generates and produces some cutting edge technologies there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, Dave. The interesting thing about Australia is, I mean, there are a lot of interesting things about Australia, but, you know, because of where they're located, they've had to become very self-sufficient. And so as a result, mm-hmm. it means that they've had to become really good at some of the, like I just said, legacy industries, because it's hard for some materials to make it there, for some expertise to get there. So they've had to become reliant on themselves in many ways. And I understand that, you know, airplanes and boats still exist, but nothing beats being able to take care of yourself. And Australia has done a really good job of doing that over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. Give us a shout at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk-in text line. We'll be right back with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications for Greater New Orleans, Inc. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications at Greater New Orleans, Inc. And, Matt, we have a special guest to join us.
We absolutely do. We've got Chris Casson, the Senior Director of the Louisiana Growth Network, and he is going to talk about a wonderful new program that Louisiana Economic Development has going on now.
Chris, welcome to the show. We really appreciate you joining us. You're the Senior Director of the Louisiana Growth Network, and you guys have just embarked upon a new LED program that helps small and mid-sized businesses. So tell us about what it is that y'all are trying to achieve.
Yes, thank you. And it's great to be here. Appreciate you, Matt. Appreciate you, Newell. So thanks for having me on. The new initiative is called Source Louisiana, and it officially launched on September the 16th. It's come straight from LED's 9x90 work plan, which is nine high priority objectives that we plan to accomplish by the end of next year, 2026, which just so happens to be LED's 90th birthday, hence the 9x90 work plan. And more specifically, this particular program builds on our commitment to elevate existing Louisiana businesses. So to answer your question, what is it? Source Louisiana is a statewide directory that allows Louisiana companies of all sizes to showcase their capabilities, things like their services, their certifications, their capacity, their different attributes, business references, and more to potential clients. So it's designed, the tool Source Louisiana is intended to make it easier for prime contractors and large-scale projects to identify and hire qualified local providers. And honestly, look, it's long overdue. So I just want to give a shout out and kudos to both Governor Landry and Secretary Bourgeois for their leadership in making this a reality. Our partner is supplier.io, and that's our vendor that hosts this database for us. And here's the quick version of how it works. This is free to all Louisiana-based businesses. They can go to sourcelouisiana.com and create personalized profiles, basically highlighting what they do and what they can deliver. And more than 75,000 Louisiana businesses are already active in the database, which our partner, supplier.io, independently sourced through various public records in order to pre-populate the database. So when LED provides companies access to the database, they can then search the platform and quickly find qualified Louisiana companies that match their needs.
So the ones that the third-party vendor were able to source and put in there, if you're a company here in Louisiana, you go into the program, you see it, and there's more that you actually offer. You have a much more diverse product offering or service offering. Are you able to modify that presentation?
100%. And that's aligned with our call to action right now of register, verifying, and updating. We want self-reported information from businesses. We don't want to rely on publicly accessible data because we know things change, right? Addresses change. People move throughout companies. So we need any and all businesses in Louisiana to go to sourcelouisiana.com, find their company, and see if more than likely they're going to find the company because we pre-populated some information or our partner supplier.io did, but they need to verify that information and add to it. In other words, build out their profile with all the additional criteria that it asks for and submit their profile because we want self-reported information, not publicly scraped information.
I love this idea, you know, because everybody's so busy and a lot of times you're looking for someone to do something for you that you may not have the time to have somebody come from out of town and you may not be aware that there's someone maybe six blocks over from you that actually provides the service, right?
Exactly. We hear it all the time. And that was one of the, honestly, that was one of the light bulb moments for us is, you know, our business development team is absolutely full of rock stars. And we've had big project announcement after big project announcement. I think somewhere in the ballpark of since beginning of 2024, about $70 billion in new investments in Louisiana. I mean, that's an incredible amount of opportunity for our existing businesses right here at home if products and services are sourced locally. And that's what LED wants. We want as much local sourcing as possible. And so do these companies. But the piece that's been missing in the past for us is a centralized, aggregated source of data that shows all the companies in Louisiana that do certain work, everything from the concrete companies to the plumbers to the electricians, the window manufacturers, the AV companies all the way down to the local caterers. And that's where the intent, that's where Source Louisiana comes in and bridges the gap. So our light bulb moment was when we started engaging with some of these companies, and they're asking us for lists. You know, who are all the companies that provide X, Y, and Z? And we didn't have it. So that's why we launched Source Louisiana.
So it's been launched since September. Do you have any examples of where, of how and how this has best worked?
Yeah, so I'm pretty, you know, short term, you know, how we're going to measure success is really engagement level. And that's from both ends of it. That's the supply and the demand side. And what I mean by that is we want as many existing Louisiana businesses to go in and register and build out their profiles. And in less than 2 months of time, we've had about 700 companies do just that. So while I want to see that number, and that number will grow over time, it's going to take some time to ultimately get there. So we want as many companies registered as possible. But there's the flip side of this coin as well. On the demand side, we need the private sector utilizing database, and we've gotten some quick early wins in terms of Woodside Energy, CF Industries, and Entergy all already have access, and they are using and searching the database. Venture Global, Meta, Hyundai, they will have access very soon. And our framework moving forward is any and all announced projects that are coming out of LED, spearheaded by our business development group, will then be engaged to explain Source Louisiana, how it works, show them how to utilize the database and search for who they need, and provide them with access to it.
And I guess it's got to be an important marketing tool as well, right? When you're looking at foreign investment, both meaning other companies in other states as well as foreign countries investing here, you know, here's access to the Louisiana company database and what they can provide.
100%. I mean, you know, a lot of these companies that we're recruiting in, you know, they don't know who the companies are in Louisiana and what their capabilities are. So we provide them access to the database, and they're able to find who they need. And my gut tells me that there may be additional use cases of this moving forward. You know, the big blinking light was because of all of the you know, big projects, mega projects that we've been announcing. There was an immediate need to get the tool Source Louisiana in the hands of those companies. But I would venture to say that as we go further down this path and get more companies registered in the platform, that there will be additional use cases further down the line outside of just the mega projects or announced projects coming through LED.
And I got to imagine that this works a lot better than if I just went to Google. Right. Because I'm relying on their metrics as opposed to, you know, a much cleaner approach in looking at what y'all have to offer.
Oh, absolutely. And this is, you know, most of the questions that we ask through the supplier.io platform through Source Louisiana are pretty standard of what you would see in a, you know, a supplier vendor type of registration. There are a few interesting things in there. One is related to a trust IQ factor, which essentially evaluates companies that register on the platform on their age and experience and other things to instill buyer confidence. So if that's one of the criteria that the companies that are searching the database want to use, they can find, you know, based on this trust IQ factor, who are the most highly qualified companies that I want to reach out to and invite to bid. The other thing that I would say as well, that's sort of an added benefit related to this initiative, is the national exposure that this is going to provide for our Louisiana companies. Supplier.io is a national database. We just did a back-end configuration for Source Louisiana to only show Louisiana-based businesses. But when a company in Louisiana goes and registers and builds up their profile within Source Louisiana, they are also added to the national database. And Supplier.io has a whole separate group of buyers that subscribe to them. It's about 2,000 buyers, including almost 60% of the Fortune 100 located all throughout the country. So when they register through Source Louisiana, they're actually getting increased national exposure for the other buyers that subscribe to the supplier.io national database.
Yeah, that's I love this whole process. We're visiting with Chris Kasang, Senior Director of the Louisiana Growth Network, part of LED. Chris, normal consumer, you know, person not in the business, is there a portal for them to have access to this as well or no?
Multiple different representatives per each company can register and have access to, as long as they're with the company and there's some quality assurance things that we, along with Supplier IO, do to before we would give you access to somebody's profile to actually make sure that you're legitimately with that company. But you could have multiple different people. It can be the CEO, it can be the, you know, the sales representative, all the way down the line. They can have multiple representatives that can access the same company profile and build it out over time.
So if Louisiana business owners, you know, right now listening to this, they want to get involved, how do they go about doing it?
Well, it's super easy. And again, we've already seen 700 companies go through the process and register and complete their profiles. We want those numbers to increase tenfold. But this speaks to our call to action, which is register. We need companies to go to sourcelouisiana.com or sourcela.com. Both work and route you to the registration landing page. And then your next step is to find your company. You type in your company name, and it'll give you a listing of all the different companies based on those keywords. And again, more times than not, you're going to see some pre-populated information on your company in there. So we need you to select that, create login credentials, which ultimately gets you into the actual profile where you can build it out. And then what we're also asking companies to do is to update their information periodically. If you get a new certification, or if you have a new business reference, if you have something new that you want to display on your profile, we're asking companies to at least go back in, keep the information fresh one time per year minimum. But again, if there's some kind of new activity that you want on display in your profile, going periodically, there is no limit to the amount of times that you can get out there and continue to build out your profile. It's as easy as that.
I mean, great opportunity, great idea. Thank you guys for pulling this together. I mean, we need to get every little edge that we can, right, for Louisiana companies.
We have a pretty robust marketing plan that is underway right now, and I think this initiative has the potential to be one of the most impactful things that we do, particularly for our small and medium-sized companies. So anybody and everybody out there, whether you're a business listening to this or a partner, if you engage with businesses in Louisiana, please let them know about Source Louisiana and encourage them to go today and build out their profile and register.
That's sourcelouisiana.com, folks. Chris Kasang, Senior Director of the Louisiana Growth Network, which is part of the Louisiana Economic Development LAIO Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time and your insight. And again, congrats.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it very much.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back with Matt Wolf in just a moment. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications at Greater New Orleans Inc. Mac, just real quick, that was I love that idea. I mean, I love that they're just leaning forward on a bunch of this stuff and helping promote other businesses in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, look, this is a huge priority for Louisiana economic development to support existing companies. I know that what gets a lot of the headlines and the spotlight is when we bring a new company in, but I can tell you this is one of a handful of initiatives that LED is doing to make sure that existing ones are getting the support and visibility and the chances for success as much as anyone else.
Absolutely. And you guys have a couple of events coming up you want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first one is this Friday, and I mean, I guess it's technically not us, but because we work with them. World Trade Center of New Orleans is handing out the C. Alvin Bertel Award, which is given to an individual who's made significant contributions to the port community. And I think you might know the guy who's getting that award. That is Greg Rusevich.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of what he, you know, gets visibly seen for these days is his, you know, civic leadership. But, you know, ultimately, you know, what has made a lot of that possible is, you know, he's had a very successful career in the trade and logistics industry. You know, I know that he's been doing this for really decades, and he's one of the best in the business, and that's why he's involved in so many initiatives that are in that sector, in addition to everything that he does on the civic side of being a New Orleanian.
Always gives it 110% for sure, no doubt.
Absolutely, and he's good at it. And you know, obviously, you know, this isn't his first award, and it won't be his last. But it's a good way to tip our hat to someone who's doing great work in the area. And then the second event that we're doing is GNO Inc. We've partnered with Hands On New Orleans, and we're having a morning of tree planting on November 15th. So, you know, depending on what your voting schedule looks like, you could potentially come plant some trees with us in the Ninth Ward, and then go head to the ballots. You know, this is, you know, the volunteers, and we'll be included in it here at the staff. You know, we're going to actually be digging holes, planting trees, mulching trees, staking them, supporting them. You know, I talked about this recently. You know, we've lost so much tree canopy in the city over the years. I want to say it's 200,000 trees that we've lost in the past 2 decades. And so it's these tree planting projects that help make sure that we kind of bring back what was, you know, naturally a part of the New Orleans habitat for so long.
When you say we, I mean, do you actually mean Michael Heck's going to be out there doing manual labor? Or is he going to be on the phone in his car in the parking lot watching? And
I can tell you this with all sincerity. He has participated in these events and has actually done all of what you just described and not sat in his car. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm going to need video proof.
We'll get it. We'll get him to do a TikTok.
Better yet, if he's out there with a shovel and gloves, I will be out there with a shovel and gloves. Pass that on to him.
All right, we'll expect a text.
As always, Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate your time and your insight and the great work that Greater New Orleans Inc. is doing each and every day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Noel. Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870, on anything you want to talk about. I've got a few ideas, and we'll visit with James Guidry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.